Podcast Finale, Episode 69. Nice.
Nice.
And...
Nice.
I was hoping we'd go the whole episode Dracolich, but okay.
Adam riding a adult green Dracolich.
I don't ever want to hear that.
Flies in. It's a lot more aggressive than him riding Sylvana.
I don't know.
Adam, as you fly in on this Dracolich, it's your turn. What do you want to do? What do you want to say?
What are you all doing here?
And Dutch isn't surprised. He's like, we're screwed.
Never surprised.
What? Who are you? Pointing at, turns around, points at Yuri and Zornikov and Karab. Like,
what?
I'm here too.
Yeah, and who are you?
What are you doing here?
I'm immobilized, so...
I think you can still talk.
You could talk, but you're restrained. So maybe you'll just stay restrained.
Pretend if I don't move, you won't see me.
Pretend I am stone again. Big, scary dragon.
Where's the rest of the motley crew?
They're dead, Adam!
That's just like...
You look down at the altar of the dead bodies, and you see Johnny... furious.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
is he standing on Sylvana?
He's like stomping Sylvana's face in, like,
oh, is your girlfriend you like? Suck it!
He doesn't know that.
No. Johnny's peeing on it.
The Dragonborn's
peeing. Know who he doesn't see?
I mean...
You're facing that way.
Yeah. The wing's blocking.
Wing's blocking.
He's like a sneak attack.
Yuri sees a Dracolich land. He's just like, all right, time to kill that thing, I guess. Or run. Can't run.
But what are you doing here?
Well, now I'm avenging Kree. Who did this?
She's laying right there.
Kree would never fall to such a pitiful excuse for whatever she is.
She's many things.
He had help.
Johnny!
And Johnny's gonna Zeddy's gonna be like, Johnny, read the room.
I think your boyfriend got killed by this guy.
But I do have a message to pass on to you later.
Eldritch Blast.
The message is, boom, 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 boom!
I don't know what initiative order we're on, but as soon as it's my turn,
I'll let you know. It's Adam's turn to act if he wants to do anything, along with our good old buddy Actrin.
The great assholio.
Assholio.
He'll just tell
you're just being nice
Johnny that he has a message to pass on to him from Kree.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
You know who doesn't care about this? The dragon you're riding.
Like, I got stuff to do.
Well, it's my turn.
Yep.
Everyone's going to roll for me.
Everyone?
Yeah, we need a DC 18 wisdom saving throw.
Oh, come on.
For everyone in 120 feet radius.
Is this Frightful Presence?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Zediak doesn't have to roll.
Am I 10 feet?
Anyone within range of Zornikov, including Zornikov,
can't be charmed or frightened.
Yeah.
Is this a charm or frightened?
2 inches.
Yes,
frightened.
Then
Zornikov's good.
I'm good.
Corrupt's good. I mean, I had +5 to wisdom.
Johnny's
and
gonna get jacked.
Advantage.
Yep. Yeah. I just want to double check.
You said
the whole map.
Wisdom saving throw.
If he purchased in the middle,
really just hammer really check.
Good at those because he's got nothing.
That's gonna be a failure for Johnny.
Okay.
So
reliable talent doesn't work with saving throws.
Oh, that would be so broken.
That would be the most broken thing.
And Karap is standing by Zornikov, so he's good, right?
Yeah, as long as you're in 10 feet.
Yep. So if you failed,
Yuri got a 19.
Okay. If you succeeded, you never have to succeed again.
Cool.
If you failed on your next turn, you just keep rolling the save until.
Does a 19 succeed?
A 19 succeeds.
Does an 18 succeed?
Exactly. Oh,
so frightened presence, we can't move towards it.
No, he got.
Yeah, it's basically the fear effect.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Disadvantage on all attacks while you can see it.
Yeah.
Did Johnny pass?
No. Super no.
Did Adam pass?
Is it attacks against it?
Yes.
It's no.
Like
it's
I can still fight the spine.
All attacks while that's in line of sight is a disadvantage.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What can I do about that?
Make yourself not afraid.
That's how do I do that?
Get in your Zarnikov.
And, I mean,
you can run to Zornikov, that's about it.
It's a Dracolich, so I mean, I guess we should do the poison breath.
I guess.
There's other options, but okay.
Yeah, there's like, you could do like
there
a.
Is,
there's know. The surrender peacefully option.
The fly away option.
No, I like this idea better. We're gonna fly down to the ground. We're gonna face Johnny, because Acturin and Johnny hate each other.
Oh!
Yeah.
Hey,
Adam falls. Adam falls.
120 d6 damage. Go.
Zoinks. He's going to
like direct target me with poison breath.
Yeah. No, he's going to bite.
Oh, good. I was going to say because Fluffy's going to need to fly away right now.
Oh, did Fluffy succeed?
No, Fluffy.
I'm not going to bother rolling for Fluffy.
You never know.
No, it won't matter.
Does a 30 hit Johnny?
Yeah.
You know, just barely.
Okay, so I need you to do a DC 20 strength saving throw for me right now.
DC 20?
Johnny's pretty strong.
He is pretty strong, but...
Adam, you can't deliver a message to a dead person.
Yes, you can.
You can. You interrupted my monologue.
14?
So you fail, you take 17 piercing damage, and you are considered restrained in the Dracolich's mouth.
Is this a form of cannibalism?
That's a good question.
And
refer to the tales of
Tom. Then it's going to swing around with its extra tail attack, and it basically is going to just kill these two spine demons as it spirals around.
My fan.
Uh-oh.
Just like that. But Johnny's still in its mouth.
Yep.
Wee!
Oh.
I feel like Zornikov's about to be like a human with a dog. Like, get
out! Just like, no.
It's,
what are you eating?
It's Twilight's turn, and Twilight is going to go to shoot it with the crossbow. She's got plus 12 to hit, so she better hit this thing. Yes, she does hit. And new die. Well, that's good. A 6 plus 8. We'll take 14 piercing damage. And she's going to stay there. All right. It is Zornikov.
All right. So I'm... Movement-wise, immobilized.
Yeah, so roll...
It was a constitution save, you said?
Yep.
Okay.
So, well, no, now it would be...
Strength?
A strength.
I mean, both of those are the same.
So. Okay.
And...
Plus your strength mod?
Okay, I'll take that. 16.
You break.
Hey! Okay.
All right, I break. I am less concerned with the cultists now.
About to break.
And more concerned with the dragon lich in front of me.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
Yeah, I think it does.
It's a reasonable thing.
I think it's a reasonable thing for Zornikov to then want to try and intimidate the dragon lich. Is that possible?
Bold move. I don't know. Don't think so. But you can...
You can certainly
You're
try.
Under arrest.
Can I do
roll
that?
A perception check.
A perception check? Because it might not even be sentient at this point, right? Let's see. What do I notice with my one?
You've come to grips that you're not going to intimidate the dragon. Okay.
All right. This thing doesn't give up.
Yeah, it doesn't give two. No. That's for sure.
I see you kept it reasoned with. Zornikov turns around and decides to do something productive and kill some cultists.
All right.
So I go charging in to...
I'd like to make a forgery check.
The circle, and I roll with my... And again, still shield and a warhammer in my hand. It's a little clunky, but it works.
Yep.
Boom, boom, boom.
In the trick.
I can't roll to save my...
That should add Josh build bigger walls on that thing.
I know, right? So, okay. In the train.
Chris needs like 4-inch walls.
Okay.
Okay, so 16 plus 4, so 20 to hit.
That hits the cultist.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. So with that, we have a D8. If I can find one, it's around here somewhere. There we go. D8 bludgeoning damage plus a D6 of some other kind of damage because I got a special... Warhammer of Visconti? Is that like a... Is this like an Italian Warhammer?
Okay.
So. That would be a total of 8 damage to cultist number whatever.
Yep. So you do 8 damage.
You got your strength mod?
Oh, plus strength mod, which brings it up to 11.
Okay.
And proficiency? No, not proficient for damage.
Don't confuse him.
All right.
All Patreon funds will go towards mentoring classes to teach Christopher the basics of D&D.
That's fine.
And with that, yeah, I'm just swinging at these guys, and I think they're just chanting as they get bludgeoned.
Yep. Yuri?
Yuri is going to...
Do you have extra attack?
You should.
Paladin?
And barbarian. Either way.
You should have extra attack. You get extra attack at level 5.
And as you... I'll give you this other tidbit. As hit him in the back of the shoulder, as he's facing that, he takes the physical damage and still isn't paying attention to you.
Yeah. He's going to pay attention once he's dead.
Yeah.
I mean...
the opposite of that. But where did that dice go? Oh, I put it in jail. That's fine.
Bamble.
I like this one. I don't like that one.
Terrible.
I mean, yeah, 7 plus 4 is 11.
Plus your strength.
Plus my strength is 14.
Hits?
I mean, I better hit. He's standing still in front of me.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. 7 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
I have contributed to the cause.
Yuri.
Yuri is going to keep this elf guy in front of him.
I want to go back. I'm not going in there.
Well, that's too dang bad.
I know you're... I appreciate that you have been here to rescue me, but I kind of think now that there is no rescuing. That is the biggest thing I've ever seen.
Wait till you see these nuts.
Yuri's gonna look at this elf.
Slit his
throat. Like half a second, and just take his sword and stick it to his chest.
Okay.
And go. Keep moving.
Okay. Are you going full movement? 30 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
You either help or you die.
I mean, that's fair.
You guys get back around the corner, and you just see full on the ground within 80 feet of you, this giant, like, scaling Dracolich with, like, green flesh falling off of it. and you see this man that you do not recognize atop of it.
Yeah.
And
Yuri's going to stay behind the elf guy.
Yeah. Krupp, it's your turn, buddy.
It does.
Krupp, you just saw Zornikov go up. He has opened the force field. He started attacking one of the cultists, but you also look back and you see that this Dracolich has landed, actor in the vial, on the ground, literally facing you. What do you do, Krupp?
First things first, we're going to shoot a fireball at those cultists.
Okay.
20-foot radius, so is there a way that I can hit all of them but not hit Zornikov?
Radius?
Nope.
Can I shoot it up into the air so we, you know, catch on the downward arc or something?
You could tell me to duck. Why would I do that? That's fair.
That's 40-foot diameter.
Yeah. I don't think so, buddy.
Oh, well.
You want to kill him again?
It's fair.
I mean, we could do this the slow way where we go in and we fisticuffs him, or I could just toss a fireball.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at my weapon. I'm going to look at my other hand. I'm going to go... Yeah, we're going to do this. I'm going to create a little fireball, and I'm going to, like, toss it behind my back because, like, come on, this guy for reals, the ego, and we're just going to juggle it for a second and then hurl it.
A dex save.
And so, yeah, they all get a dex save.
Which is a good thing you beat your restraint.
He broke out of restraint.
That's what I said. It's a good thing he broke out. He beat his restraint.
I believe in you.
Well...
Oh.
Okay.
Yo.
I mean, now's the time to do it. If you're gonna do
what the buck?
What the buck?
For your save.
I'm for my deck save.
Okay.
Was it a natural one?
It was a 3.
And we're looking for 18 on the deck saves.
Maybe.
2 passes, 3 fails.
What is your dex?
0.
It's 0.
Plus your charisma.
You haven't used it yet tonight.
I would take it
because of your aura.
Hmm. Okay.
But you're okay. I would take it back. I wouldn't use it. Your dex is -1.
Yeah, because of, yeah.
You'd have to roll natural 20.
No, you have to roll
19 or a 20 to make it.
DM, can I borrow 4d6?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be laying hands on myself.
Hey. If you want to do it, more power to you.
Whatever.
I believe in you.
I don't.
That's the spirit.
What is it?
12.
That is
okay. 11.
So you'll be on plus the one. Crew taking full damage.
So that'll be 10d6.
Yeah. I'll just...
Did Thomas? Did Chris hurt you, Thomas?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
No, Thomas just did a chaotic, evil character.
Both of his characters are chaotic.
I can't help myself. 33 points of fire damage.
So.
Yeah, that tracks.
Too bad I wasn't in rage.
You kill 3 of them.
That was the goal.
And kills the warning cop.
I'm not even close.
Adam will say, whose side are you on?
I'm on the giant's killing side.
There's no giants here.
That thing looks pretty big. I'll kill it next.
I'm on the side of justice.
Justice. If Batman was a bad guy.
Yeah.
And that's your turn.
Like, yeah, I don't really get bonus actions.
You crazy man.
Yikes.
Hey, Zediak, you're staring at a dragon. You're just chilling alone.
Actually, real quick, Corrupt's going to move back towards the entrance, kind of over full movement somewhere down there to not be totally exposed. Yeah, that looks good. Like that.
Okay. Zediak.
Bonus action, activate my blood right, and then two attacks with the whip. Is there anybody on the other side of the giant? Or the giant, the dragon?
No.
No, it's just
Johnny in the mouth. And you see Johnny in the mouth of it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I can't flank this thing with anything. All right. That's not too bad. That's an 18 to hit, and then a 21 to hit.
They both hit?
Woo! All right! D. And hit. All right. I will give you... So it is 10 slashing, 8 fire, and 2 acid. Are there any of those that I don't need to roll for in the future?
Say that again?
10 slashing damage, magical.
Okay.
8 fire damage, and then 2 acid damage.
Those all go through.
Cool.
So then the damage was
the total? 20.
20?
Okay. Yeah. That's the first hit. Second hit. Almost the same, except not. 10 slashing, so 13 total. 10 slashing, 2 fire, 1 acid.
Okay.
That's it for Zidiac.
And it's going to...
I'm going to... You see Zediak's going to drift up 25 feet off the ground.
Okay. And as you do that, Actor in the Vial is going to do a legendary action, Tail Whip, at Zediak. Okay. For a 29 to hit.
Misses.
Four?
For 24 points of bludgeoning damage.
Yikes. 24.
And you notice that shadow... kind of wisps from Adam into the dragon's tail as it hits you.
I know you're doing this.
I knew you're doing this.
Oh, round 4. Dutch.
He's gonna lean back and get like back against the wall, just like look at his bullets, close the revolver, pop back up, shooting at the guy on top of the dragon.
Adam.
You know what? We're going to do sharpshooter. And, I forgot which one it was. Oh, wrong.
Who all was frightened? It was Johnny.
I'd be frightened if I was in the mouth of a dragon.
Johnny. Is it Twilight? Or did you pass?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm gonna do a violent shot. It's been a great point.
Okay.
Sharpshooter. Does a 23 hit.
Does.
Sweet. And this is against Adam, so... So this is a 11... Plus 5, 16, plus 5 necrotic, plus, since it was a violent shot, mm-hmm. an extra hit, or extra d12, plus another 11.
Alright.
Okay.
Second hit with a sharpshooter. Does a... I think that might miss a 11 hit.
No.
Sharpshooter. Does a 19 hit.
Actually, the original one was an 18. So
critical hit.
Should add another 1 and another 11 to that. A total of another 12 just damage die. Does that count with the D6 necrotic?
What?
The modifier?
No, it doesn't. It only hits the weapon.
Yeah, it's the weapon.
If you crit, it's all damage done on that roll.
Not the modifier, but the
not dice. The modifier.
Oh, yeah. All the dice damage. Yeah.
So originally another 12 plus
D&D. Quick man.
6. 18. So that was for the original one, which I know it's not a natural 20, so don't get my crit. So, and then the next hit is... Gosh, dang it. 6. And 1 necrotic. 7. And I will duck back down with my back against the wall and cover.
Okay. And Actor in the Vial is going to do another legendary action as it bites down on Johnny with a 25 to hit for 22 damage. And it's now Dutch's turn. Or just kidding. Johnny and Fluffy's turn.
Yeah, what's Fluffy been doing?
So strength saving throw to break free.
Okay. Don't I also get a wisdom saving throw for frightened?
Yes.
So we're going to start with the strength saving throw because I'm better at those. 21.
You break free.
Yes! Okay, a lot of my plans go a lot better. Hey, I don't like that.
How does the fall damage work? 15 feet from the mouth of the dragon?
I cast Featherfall.
Beautiful.
Which is a sorcerer spell of first level, if you would like to make wild magic happen.
Yes.
Skullcrusher time!
Yay! I am a beautiful unicorn.
That sounds
that's
beefy.
So loud.
86.
Oh. 86
it. Yeah, that's the worst.
You cast Mirror Image.
Oh!
Bro.
Which I wanted to do anyway, so that's great.
You got it for free.
Explain to the audience and Christopher what Mirror Image is.
Well, for the audience's benefit. Because, of course, Chris...
There's five Johnnies now.
Mirror Image creates 3 illusory duplicates of me. Until the end of the spell, the duplicates move with and mimic my actions, shifting position so it's impossible to track which one is real. Every time I'm attacked, the attacker rolls a d20 to determine whether they hit me or one of the duplicates.
Does that work with the dragon's true vision, though?
Nope.
Does it?
It doesn't work with the true vision.
Sorry. Hey, this is a dead dragon. Maybe it doesn't have that.
Are you trying to say I apologize to DM? Sorry, DM.
Why did you say something? Ian didn't read the stat block.
I think if it's illusion magic, it would see through it.
But Adam doesn't, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Blind sight.
Okay, so...
Yeah, with blind sight, yeah, he wouldn't... Yeah,
with illusions. The passive would, perception of 24.
Still wouldn't.
Blind sight gets rid of mirror image.
Yeah.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
So it doesn't.
You know where they are.
The dragon does.
But Adam doesn't.
Adam doesn't.
Does
And any imps don't.
I'm sorry.
They did.
I should have kept my mouth shut.
That's okay. See what side Chris is on.
So then the wisdom saving throw for frightful presence.
This guy
presence.
Just threw a fireball at me, so.
Again. Nah,
still afraid.
Okay.
Not that one.
I would like to start off by... Oh... Yeah, I'm going to go for this. So, Frightful Presence gives me disadvantage on attacks, right?
Yes.
So if I do something that's not an attack, there's no advantage situation here?
Correct.
Correct.
I'd like to cast Confusion on Adam.
Okay.
Okay.
What's that type of save thing, bro?
I believe that is a Wisdom save.
Oh. You're great at this.
I don't think that's enough, though. Does 14 do enough?
No siree. Ooh, I love it. Okay. Actually, the Draco Lich also needs to make that save because it affects a 10-foot radius.
What is the effect?
An affected target can't take reactions and must roll a d10 at the start of each of his turn to determine his behavior.
What's the condition of the spell?
It is a confusion spell, a 4th level enchantment.
To do that.
Must succeed on a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. So that doesn't fall under being charmed?
I don't know. I think so, no.
So it's confusion?
Yes.
Okay, and the save is wisdom, you said?
Yep. Which, for Johnny, is a DC 18.
Okay. So Adam's confused, and now you're trying to confuse the dragon?
Yes.
22.
I was really just going for Adam, I'm cool with that.
If I rolled low, actually, it would have.
Which would have been awesome.
Yeah.
I rolled medium. So that's a spell as a bonus action, I believe. I can activate the Ring of 9 Lives to give myself 20 temporary hit points. I've been holding on to this one for like 60 sessions.
Wow.
Listeners, I forgot about that item.
Yep, it has 2 of its 9 charges, and this is the first time I've ever used it, so I'm gaining 20 temporary hit points.
There you go.
And I'm going to run away.
Okay.
Actually, wait.
Do you want to run away?
I
want you to.
No, we're going to circle. Forgot about this whole attack of opportunity thing for a second there. I'm just going to, like, run to the other side of the dragon so that I'm behind it.
I'll give you this.
Okay.
You're going to run away?
No. I don't want to leave its area of attack. I want to run underneath it. If it's flying, and if it's not flying, I'm going to run around it.
Okay. It's like hovering about 10 feet off the ground.
And if so I'm going to run under it.
Okay.
That seems like a brilliant idea, doesn't it?
Just to the back of it.
Just boom.
It's going to Goomba stomp you.
Yep.
That's how I feel about that. Next up is Fluffy, if you want to do anything with Fluffy.
Stab it. Sting it. Sting it. Bro, Fluffy's going to get wrecked if he does anything in this combat. So Fluffy's going to go hang out with those 3 giants over there, yonder.
Okay.
And hopefully not get attack of opportunity by the Draco Lich.
All right.
Blindsight, it knows exactly where
I know.
Is.
Adam, it's your turn.
Confusion!
So for confusion, what's the is it like every round?
So at the end of each of your turn, okay, you can make a wisdom saving throw. At the start of your turn, roll a d10.
2.
The creature doesn't move or take actions this turn.
Hey!
Which means you don't get to save.
You still get to save.
Oh, really? Because it doesn't take your action to save. Okay.
And then for the save, 25.
Hey, one turn is good. I'm okay with this result.
Rude.
Locked him out for one turn.
Yep. But now it's Actron's turn. He is going to do some bad things.
Yeah, he is.
He is going to fly back up onto the arc.
Attack of opportunity.
Yeah. And I'm going to use my Mace of Disruption on this sucker.
So
we're flanking, so we get advantage now. Right?
Because your whip puts you... Yeah.
You're farther than 5 feet away.
I'm 20 feet away.
20 feet away.
Okay.
And I'm flying already.
Oh, yeah, you're in the air. You're, like, level with him. I forgot about that. So he has to fly by you anyways.
Yeah.
So do I get advantage on that, then? Because we're flanking?
Or is he...
Roll your attack about...
He's flying away.
No, he's just flying up and, like, over you to land on this perch.
I'm going to stop asking for advantage and just go for it.
You are, like, here.
Okay, so is he leaving my threatened range or no?
If your reach is 20 and you're using your whip, yes.
Okay.
If you're not, then he's...
Well, if he once he goes more than 20 feet away from me, I can hit him as he leaves.
You have Sentinel, right?
Yes.
So you can hit him when he starts moving, right?
No.
Is that not how Sentinel...
He has to leave...
I thought Sentinel was as soon as they...
Yeah, they can move up 5. They can move around.
He's left it by 10 feet.
Okay.
Mace of Disruption!
Was that an advantage because we're flanking or because of his position? I'm not flanking, actually.
No,
so
we
it would
wouldn't
just be
flanking.
A straight roll.
Yeah.
That's not great.
I got a 25 to hit.
That hits.
A 13.
That doesn't.
Yeah.
I 17 points of damage.
Okay.
Is he below 25 hit points?
No.
Okay. Just a check. One of these days it's going to happen, though.
Great.
Are you frightened still?
Disadvantage,
you
right?
You would, yep. You wouldn't have been able to go behind him either. Oh, because you can't move closer.
Well, he's not moving, I'm not moving closer. Moving around.
I would still. So, it would have been a 24. Fair. I rolled a 17 on the lower roll.
Sorry.
No, that's fair. Yeah. And yes, technically I'm still frightened of him, but I didn't move closer to him.
That's fair.
Yep.
When you're adjacent to him, you can't move closer.
You're in his mouth, so.
And, well, now I'm going to take my attack after all of that. I forgot it was my turn with all this shenanigans. Let's see.
Uh-oh. Action economy is not friendly to a 6-1 fight.
That's why he gets legendary actions.
Mm-hmm. That's why I confused Adam.
Yeah, that hurt.
Adam's scratching his head like, whoa, that was weird.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it is.
I used to
Hold on. You can't go all the way around.
No, I was just measuring. Okay. Well, who, what could happen?
Okay. This ain't no Game of Thrones. He shoots in one direction. None of this sweeping attack.
None of this sweeping garbage.
This is so fire good. Breath, not napalm.
No.
60 comes straight out, or 180 degrees, just 30 feet.
Yeah. So he's going to multi attack Zediak. He's going to go for a bite attack. And then he's going to go claw. So, yeah, that's a hit over 20.
Yes.
And that's over 20. Yes. Okay, yeah. So the bite is going to be...
I feel so helpless.
You're the one that flew up in the air.
It sucks to be bitten alive, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So 19 for the bite.
Ouch.
And okay. Then for the claw.
The claw.
Which is less damage.
Do I have to make a strength saving throw?
And we see like the black shadows dig into your flesh a little bit deeper.
And then the claw is 22.
Interesting. All right. Strength saving throw. I don't even know why I'm bothering to roll this. Oh, hey!
That's why.
Wow. 22!
You're not grappled by the mouth. That's why
you don't want to be grappled.
And you're in the air. Like, he's like,
suck up. So it moved away from me, and then it moved back towards me and whacked me.
Yep.
Great. Right.
And that'll be the end of its turn, and it's now Twilight's turn. Twilight, it does not know what to do. She is out of range for any spells.
Zorna come over there just murdering.
She's going to move down.
It's your backfire.
And she's gonna
use some wild magic stuff.
Gonna go do. Yeah, what was 86 again?
Mirror image.
Mirror image, yeah. So that hits.
Correction.
What?
Does it look like Adam's controlling this dragon?
You can roll to figure that out.
Yeah. You can roll to figure that out.
Oh my god.
Nine. Piercing damage to the dragon.
No. If Adam's controlling this dragon, and if the dragon is not in control of itself, therefore it's going through Adam's eyes.
Next up, it's Zornikov.
That's my
theory.
Right. Theory.
And these game. A dungeon theory.
So, yeah. Actrin flings Adam 80 feet in the air.
So, you're right. No,
I
mean,
no. I don't.
So,
if he's the one telling the dragon what to do, the dragon's not seeing anything.
It's not using its own vision. It's attacking what Adam says, saying, which means
so
it's,
even if the dragon sees, it has to go based on what Adam sees.
Maybe.
I mean, I'm assuming a Dracolich is still intelligent enough to be like, "Oh, you want me to attack the thing?"
This
I'm attack
shadow the magic one. Doesn't seem like it has anything to do with its intelligence.
Shadow magic.
So the.
Just sorry. Talk over them. I know, right? You're the paladin.
So the cultists are just mumbling away.
Yep.
Double. There's like a pool portal thing in front of me.
Yeah, and at this time you kind of see what looks like this, almost like a skull statue type thing popping up through the sludge.
I don't like that. I like that one.
I do.
No. So I am going to.
Kalima.
There's an invisible timer going right now.
Right, yeah, exactly. So
which round does it hit us?
Round 6.9.
All right, so I imbue my... You see, my warhammer start to glow.
Nice!
Glowing hammer.
And I get a little extra damage on my rolls. I'm going to go up to cultist to my left.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm going to go for a headshot.
Boom.
Or just...
Question. Just... Are the cultists still ignoring him so they don't know he's there?
Yeah.
Unseen means you're unseen, which means you get advantage.
I'll take it.
If only you were there sneak attacking them.
Oh.
Yeah, I was hitting either way, but not critical. Yep. So, nope, that's not the wrong one. So, we've got... 7, 10, sorry, 7, 10, and plus the sacred weapon imbued into my warhammer for 11 damage for hit number one.
Okay.
Going still for, up. I'm assuming he's not down. And then I'm going to use my extra attack.
Brain him.
Glad I did that. So, we've got, again, I think that's a 15 to hit. Actually, let's make sure. Plus 17 to hit. Assuming I'm good. 17 yep. to hit. Awesome. That's again. That's another 11 damage, bludgeoning damage on the cultist.
You kill that cultist.
Awesome. Sorry, but you're up to no good. Rest in peace. You're next. He's pointing at the next one.
You're like really happy about it.
How many cultists stand? Because I can't see from my area.
What's up?
How many cultists stand?
One.
And in that action economy, I only moved, 5 feet? So I move... right in front of the other one. You know, save myself some time.
Good job.
Okay.
There we go.
And it is Yuri's turn. But before Yuri goes, I'm going to do a legendary action tail whip at the flying man in front of me.
So it's turn. Oh, no, I could just do a spin.
For 27 to hit. Does that
hit? Yeah, it hits.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Just curious.
It's really problematic that you're so... high up in the air.
You know what thing that was cool? Yeah, it's not cool.
14 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
All right. Back to Yuri.
So with his sword in this guy's back, I'm assuming, as he's escorting him.
Yeah, and he's like kind of like begrudgingly going. He's like, he keeps feeling the poke.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Well, I'm assuming they kept you alive for a reason. So, do something.
I'm unarmed.
Just figure it out.
I'll reach into my jacket and I'll hand him a dagger, just a regular
Get
dagger.
Out. He's like, I'm
gonna kill a dragon with a dagger.
I can't kill a dragon.
There you go. Good luck. And I'm going to leave him and run.
He like kind of moves up.
Yeah, good.
Just a little bit. Like I'll escort, he just hears I'll rocks I'll crumbling escort, from the top
I'll
of the
arc. I'll escort him 30 feet forward.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm going to dash 30 feet if I can to get to that other cultist. I don't know if I can make that. No. That's too far.
Might be. What's your movement? 30.
He's dashing 30. To a total of 60.
So a total of 12 inches.
Yeah.
Ooh, there we go.
You can get right up to the steps.
Oh, okay.
Do you got a range weapon?
I could throw a dagger. I'm going to throw a dagger.
Okay.
Still sneak attack.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, throwing a dagger. Alrighty. I don't have advantage, though. Oh, he doesn't know I'm there.
That's a good thing.
It's a good thing I did that. It's a 20 to hit. Does that hit the cultist?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Why'd you even ask? It's
like... All right, that's... And then a dagger. Get wrecked. It's not that great.
Three. I feel like Zornikov's going to be mad that he doesn't get to kill this last cultist.
20 damage as a dagger comes.
Yeah. Just right into the back of its skull. Just... Oh. Falls sideways.
Does it fall? Oh, I was going to say that. Does it fall into its own little portal?
No.
Oh. Does the portal keep going?
Yes. It's starting to be uncontrolled at this point.
There you go, big man.
Oh, man. Hey, Dutch, roll a perception check for me.
Get the dice. Oh, that's not bad. I think it's 17. No, it's a 19.
You see this cowardly, beat-up elf walk around the corner as you see Yuri kind of like poking at him to come begrudgingly. And you distinctly recognize this man as your brother-in-law. It is now Corrupt's turn.
How far away is this monster from where I'm hiding behind the pillar?
Which monster?
Good question. The dragon. I'm hiding behind the pillar right at the opening. Or next to the pillar, I guess.
From there to the dragons, what do you want to know?
Yeah. I'm sure it's past 60 feet, but is it 120?
You're basically 90.
Okay, that means I can do something. I'd like to cast Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
Eldritch Blast.
Does a 19 hit?
You hit.
Do I roll separately for each one of the things I shoot?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want to roll the 3d20s?
Yeah. 21. Natural 20.
Okay. So roll the 2 reg and then roll the crit. And what type of damage is it?
Force damage.
Force damage, yeah.
That'll be 11 regular force damage. And then for the crit, that'll be 12. So
23.
Okay. Where am I?
You're right here.
I know. I feel like I'm in a good place. We're not bunched up or anything. But I'm going to get behind the pillar all the way.
Okay.
And that'll be it for Mr. Corrupt.
He's like... Yeah. Doing the peek around.
I'm not dying for this.
Zediak, it's your turn, buddy. In the air.
Zediak is going to use his action to disengage and then fly 30 feet down and go underneath the archway, and then I'm going to use my bonus action to take a greater healing potion. Are we doing actions or bonus actions for potions?
Bonus remember. Action.
Okay. How much is a greater healing potion?
44 plus... Four.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I need some milk.
I need some. Ooh,
wow. Yeah, that's great. 8 plus 6 14, plus 4 is 18. I'll take an 18.
That was really good.
Yeah. Oh! Brings my health to 69. I'm down 69 hit points. Alright. That is it for Zediak. He is underneath the archway there.
He moved down?
Yeah, moved down underneath the archway.
Okay.
Kind of more towards the corner.
Left?
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Towards the western side?
Yes.
It is now round 5. And something happens.
Uh-oh. No. No. What? Magical demon egg.
The portal... that the cultists were around, there was a skull-like thing starting to emerge. Zornikov, you see this demonic huge arm come up from the portal holding a skull mace dripping in blood, and it just slaps down on the stairway. Everyone make... I hate you, Justin. Oh my god. Dude.
You said slaps down.
He slaps it down like the law, bro.
Okay.
Obey the law.
Oh man. Everyone make a constitution saving throw.
Oh no.
What is the effect on this? Fear?
No.
No, it's just death.
It's necrotic damage.
That's great. All right. So.
Constitution, you said?
Yeah.
Am I far enough away?
DC 18.
Is Zediac far enough away?
No.
Am I?
No, it's yeah, gonna ripple through the whole room.
Oh.
Tentatively, I'm sitting down with my back to the wall.
Dang it, I should have stayed up. Can I be hovering 5 feet over?
I'm just gonna stop.
Oh, great. Natural one for Zediac.
Do you have your buck?
Nope. I'm not gonna use it.
Okay.
17.
You're the enemy.
But I'm just saying, that's all.
Yuri got a 20 constitution saving throw. Zediac got a 2.
Okay.
Which is probably it for him.
Wait, hold on.
That's a lot of dice.
So, who made the 18 and who did it?
Yuri got 20. And okay. Zediac got 2.
12 for Zornikov.
Johnny?
Johnny, 13. Karep, above 18. Fluffy, above 18.
Okay. So you take half if you...
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah. Dutch?
What if I got a natural 20 plus 7 equaling to 27?
So you take half?
If you had evasion, you could take a quarter damage.
Or okay.
Uncanny dodge. Well, you can't use evasion because it's... not a dex save.
Oh, it's dex only.
Yeah, dex only. Mm-hmm. But uncanny dodge is everything.
Everyone that fails takes 35 necrotic damage or halved.
Ouch!
On the save.
17?
Is it?
35.
What happens if you go to 0?
Did you go to 0?
Zedek's at 0.
So you're unconscious and dying.
Yeah, all right.
Hopefully somebody saw
that. Got me to that pushed me to -1. And Yuri's also gonna take, what'd you say, 35? What's 35 divided by 17. 4?
Oh. 9 damage.
Oh my gosh.
Yuri got hurt a little bit.
What happened to the elf?
Twilight failed.
How's the elf doing?
So 35.
The elf is
I'll roll for him.
11.
Calm down.
Yeah, the elf isn't unconscious, but he's like on the ground, like holding his chest.
Does Adam have to roll that?
No.
Dang.
I'm way above it.
Yeah. So you're saying if we timed our jump.
If you time your jump.
It's a bullet hell. Yeah. I gotta jump over the wave of bullets.
And then, Dutch, you also see over by Twilight and Sparrow that... you see Sparrow start to run towards the portal. And you see her mom yelling at her like no. And you put two and two together. That it's the
family reunion?
Family reunion. The hand of Orcus coming out of the portal that slapped down his weapon. Hey, Dutch, it's your turn.
Gotta spend all my actions reloading my guns.
Wow.
Yep.
Bonus action? Move it.
Bonus action to care.
You know what? Bonus action. Firing at good old Adam here with the musket.
With a bonus action?
Yeah. Action surge.
Oh,
that one.
So you get 2 attacks.
3.
Oh, right, yeah.
Jeez.
Cool, cool,
cool. Ping pong boom.
Yeah. Actually, since it's three, I'll just use it on one of the pistols then, so that way I'm not swapping, because I already...
Yeah.
So, we'll do, you know what we'll do? We'll be using Angel's, revenge.
Okay.
On this. And we're gonna do a violent shot and a, sharpshooter for the first one. 14 plus 5, 19.
Misses.
Shield.
Shield.
Which raises your AC to what?
No. Tune him out.
Tune him out. Oh, yeah.
For the whole turn?
Yep.
The whole
turn. Mm-hmm.
Shoot him again.
Shoot him again, bar.
Sharpshooter. No, this won't be a regular one. Nat 20.
Oh.
So I'll get my grip point back.
I'll show you a shade, Chris.
So
hoo-wee.
4 plus 4 is 8 plus 10 18 plus 5 is 23 plus 4, which is double, so another 8, so that is 26.
Well, this is a regular one, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, then, yeah, plus. You're right. It was just a regular one. So, 4 plus is 8, uh-huh. Plus 5 is 13, plus another 8 is 21. 21. And if you're radiant damage at all, if that matters.
Does it now that you're all...
Evil.
Well, does I mean, it if it does, now? Then that, you take more.
Justin damage. Throwing shit at Isaac.
That's why. But
he takes it, and it looks like it hurts a lot.
We liked it better when you just watched.
So then that was a total of, with the crit, it would have been 8 points of radiant damage. So if it does anymore, just let you know.
Okay.
And grit point violent shot doesn't hit.
Is that a natural one?
No, that was a 7.
Oh, okay.
I was like, what?
Gun breaks.
Dang it!
And, you still have movement? Or do you want to stay where you are, Dutch?
Let's go over here.
Okay.
Still try to be covered by if there's any wall.
That puts you there. You're not exactly behind a wall, but you're behind, like, a plant. And roll a nature check for me, Dutch.
Oh no.
Doesn't have to be that.
You ever seen Jumanji?
All right. Johnny / Fluffy.
Those are my thoughts on Orcus showing up.
His arm?
Let's see. What's the range on my cantrips? Maybe I can firebolt at him. I can. Okay.
I love how everyone's attacking Adam on this theory that he's controlling a dragon.
Oh no, I'm mad at him because I think he killed Kree.
Well, he did.
Adam did not.
No, I'm just kidding. He's responsible.
He's responsible for the actions that took part the other night. Tonight.
So we're gonna shoot a firebolt.
We're gonna put him on trial.
And let's give myself advantage because that's a cool ability. I love doing it.
So it'd be neutral now because you're still frightened, right? Right.
Wait, I get to make my wisdom saving throw first, right?
Yeah.
Wisdom saving throw. I'm gonna put advantage on that because I can give it to saving throws.
Yeah. Natural 20. You are not frightened, and you will not be frightened for 24 hours by him.
Firebolt
to
that.
Scared from something else.
There's a lot of scary stuff going on.
Yeah, it's true.
Does an 18 hit?
Misses.
Does it maybe hit?
Who?
I mean, I was definitely aiming at Adam.
But I think there's a big dragon nearby him, so...
Did that miss hit the other guy?
I'm gonna fish for it, but no. Okay.
No.
It's absorbed in an arcane field around Adam.
Yeah. Spend a sorcery point. Do it again.
There you go. And you're attacking Adam again?
Yes. No. Nothing.
Okay.
And it just gets absorbed into that same field.
And Fluffy?
Fluffy is hiding with the giants.
Okay.
And Johnny's going to actually...
Move?
Yeah, move into the corner of the room and try and get up onto that step right about there.
That's exactly...
Yep.
And you are now...
Within 10 feet of Dutch.
Oh.
Yep.
Can I go down one step then? I don't want to be that close to him. Cool.
Okay. And it is now Adam's turn.
Adam is gonna rest his hand on his shoulder, and he's gonna use Lay on Hands and heal himself up.
Oh, and when did you become a paladin?
Good amount of points.
When he leveled up, because we leveled up.
That was
up.
His action.
Oh, I want person to lay hands here.
Only I'm the one doing the touching around here.
Okay.
Do we get to know, since the enemy gets to know, how much we always heal?
He used all of it.
Which is how much?
Good questions, everyone.
Hit him out. I see.
No, all, I see how it is.
You see all the damage that you did that last round
gone.
Get reverted.
Oh. I see how it is.
Okay. Is that all you're doing, Adam?
That was his action. His bonus action, he's going to cast a spell.
Crying Corner?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's see. That one's a little
Be a butthole?
How's it feel to ride the back of a dragon? Well, it carries the team.
Kree would know.
It is.
It's brutal.
We're gonna do. Let's see, which one's this one? Oh, that's just the one. We'll do Shield of Faith. Plus 2 to his AC.
Okay.
Alright. That's his turn.
Alright.
Healed up and armored up.
Actrin the Vile. Swoops down. Throws Adam off of him.
You fool.
And it crouches down in a attack formation and does a 60-foot cone poison breath at the wall towards Johnny and Dutch.
Sweet.
Since I'm trying to cover myself, do I get advantage on this?
You could roll advantage for being in cover.
Thank you. Hey, where's that cone thing? Let's see if we can actually hit both of us in that.
Yeah.
Dang it. It was worth a try.
So it's a constitution saving throw of 20.
That's why I gave it to you.
Nope.
Okay. Johnny?
Nope.
Oh, no.
12 d10.
Oh, ho, 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 ho,
ho. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I only got two of you.
How you guys feeling? It's not that good?
Well, he could roll all ones.
It didn't sound like ones.
Doesn't look like
wait, wait.
Wait, what?
You can re-roll a saving throw that you failed. You must use a new roll. You can use this once per long rest.
If you're going to do it, this is the only time to do it.
I don't even need to. That's 22.
Nice.
So you take half damage.
Half of 70 damage.
So glad I did that.
Wow.
As you take 70 poison damage.
You awake,
Johnny.
Onto the walls.
Johnny's taking a dirt nap.
And then roll.
Wait, did
I need to roll for a recharge?
Oh yeah, that's at the start of the turn.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think all the images got hit.
Ah, dang.
It doesn't matter for AoE.
Yeah. And let's
see. Did it say you needed concentration? Or did it say it was not concentration?
Wild magic is not something he's concentrating on. It just runs its duration.
Twilight sees this happening.
Gonna hit me with that healing word.
Dude. What does she... Yo. She might have got something.
I was going to say, because Johnny might be the only guy who had healing.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Zediak's got healing.
Zorikov has healing.
She's going to...
But you have to be right up on us.
I don't have to be. But I'm unconscious, so...
Yeah.
She sees that happen to her uncle, and she sees her daughter running towards a portal with Orcus's arms coming up into the air. She shoots an attempt to hit the huge fiend's hand, and you see these arrows kind of go into the arm, doesn't even penetrate it. As you see Twilight put her hands out, she's screaming, but it's almost like silenced as Sparrow jumps onto the arm, grabs her necklace, and bamps the portal. The whole map goes white. We'll see you in round 3 next week.
Is that like putting a bag of holding inside a bag of holding?